Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of my podcast. So today is a little bit of a mindset edition. I'm going to talk about perfectionism and the effect it has on your motivation. So the reason for me doing this podcast today is because I had a check-in from a client that was on this topic. So I have a client who, he won't mind me talking about this today, but for disclosure purposes, I will call him Steve. So Steve is traveling on business right now, and he, I've set him some workouts to do, and he also knows that he needs to be tracking his food. He's not on holiday, he's on business. So basically I just said, Steve, how's it all going? And he said to me, well, I've done none of the workouts and the diet's gone to shite and I'm really frustrated with myself because I can't start. So he said, though, I have walked around for 6 hours today, but he kind of like talked it down. So I said to him, right, okay, you need to start looking at the little wins, because at the moment you've put it in your head that you have to do all the workouts, you have to make your diet perfect, and you've completely overlooked the fact that you did walk around for 6 hours today and you're not celebrating that achievement. So that's quite an achievement. Walking around for 6 hours, that's a lot. So basically, I had to set him little tasks of celebrating the little achievements, whether that's writing it down at the end of the day, even if it's I walked up the stairs instead of taking the lift, I hit my calorie goal for the day, I had a low calorie lunch. It's got to be a small win and you've got to write it down. It's got to be, you've got to start from the ground up. So let me explain a little bit why the perfectionism is what's causing the frustration here. It's because when you decide you want to do something and you decide you got these all these workouts and a program and a diet set and you've got these huge goals, anything that falls short of that when you are busy and you are stressed and it doesn't happen, it's not good enough for you and it's not what you deemed to be the ultimate goal for you. And that makes you quite hard on yourself and it results in frustration. This frustration then causes a lack of motivation completely. And it's like an endless cycle. The frustration stops you from wanting to get up and do it and do the small wins because you think, well, it's not good enough. It's not where I want it to be. And therefore you just don't start and you lose the momentum. Now, the key with success and weight loss, your fitness goals, it doesn't have to be weight loss. It can be muscle gain, whatever it is about, it's about keeping that momentum and getting back on track, because it's not all going to be perfect. It's not linear, your progress that you make. It's really up and down day to day and life gets in the way. It's not going to be perfect. You're not always going to have a good night's sleep. So sometimes you've really got to get yourself back on track as quickly as possible. To get yourself back on track as quickly as possible, you've really got to celebrate those small wins. Because every small win, it's going to amount to a big win overall. So even if you have an injury and you go back into it and you try to squat the same weight that you used to squat, you going to the bar and trying to lift that weight after a few months off, it's not a good idea, because your body isn't going to be there. However, you're putting that huge goal there, that perfectionist goal, and anything that falls short isn't going to be good enough for you, and then you get frustrated and then there's disappointment and it's almost like you feel that sense of loss, and that sense of loss is what ruins your motivation. So yes, so this is what I explained to Steve. So Steve is now going to start celebrating the small achievements and the small wins and try to start getting that momentum back again. I'm going to talk about another question I had from another client today. And I have another client who said, oh, how long will it take to me for me to get a six pack? I want a six pack. And then they really want a six pack. And I then have to, when I do get asked, how long will it take to get a six pack? I have to quantify it for them. I have to break it down and say, this is how much work it takes to get a six pack. This is how many hours a day it would take. This is how long it would take for your body to do that. And also there's a lot of different variables that are gonna change that as well. And is it worth it for you? Is it worth giving up a lot of your social life, a lot of your time? And is that gonna be worth it for you? So that's also quite a big part in it as well, with that perfectionist attitude. And I think the six pack idea, I think people deem a six pack as like ultimate for fitness. Like if you're doing fitness, you got to have a six pack. And it's actually so not that. It's not that. And that's that perfectionist attitude as well, that you've got to have the best of the best. And okay, a huge goal is fantastic. I really encourage people to have huge goals, because even if you have a huge goal that's too big, if you fall short of it, then you're gonna be somewhere close to it. You know, it's a good idea too. It's like the books The Secret and The Law of Attraction. People think that's like some magical thing, and you know, fantastic, great if you do, brilliant. However, if you break it down, it's really that you've got a big goal, you kind of quantify it, and you break it down into smaller things to get there, and you are going to get somewhere near it, you know. You can say how it, like, whether it's manifestation, goal setting, whatever it is. But that is essentially what it is. But yeah, big goals are good, but understanding that the process that it takes to get there and falling short of it is going to happen. But it's the small wins, and these small wins that are going to get you there. So I've explained a little bit how it's affected my clients. I'm going to explain how it affected me, in fact, this week. So I started this podcast initially because I just wanted to help people, and I thought if I spoke about what one client asked me, I could then ultimately help my other clients too if they listen to it as well, and then it would help them down the line. Now, sorry, I've got a really bad frog in my throat. This is me being infectious. I now want to delete this podcast because I've got a frog in my throat. So anyway, basically, I started it just for that reason. And then somewhere along the line, I suddenly felt a lot of pressure to make these perfect. And it was something to do because I got a lot of people listening, and that's fantastic, and I should really celebrate it, and it's really great. But also at the same time, I was like, right, I have to make this one better than the last one. I now have to start referencing at the end and put it in the info on the podcast of all the research. I was genuinely going to do that because I thought it had to be perfect for everyone. And so I did the last podcast. I think I recorded it like a few times because it just wasn't good enough and wasn't good enough. And then for some reason, after doing that one, I didn't want to do the next one because I was like, oh God, it's got to be perfect. I've got to have to buy a mic stand and a mic, and it's got to be great. And then I ended up not doing it for like 2 weeks. So sorry, there's a big gap between the podcasts. It's literally because I had a perfectionist attitude about it. So I haven't planned this one. I stutter in it, and I have a frog in my throat, and I deviate loads, and it's gone well over 5 minutes, which is what I ultimately promised at the beginning of this podcast. But I really hope it helps. So any questions, do shoot them over. Yeah, have a fantastic weekend, and yeah, please rate, please share, please subscribe, and I will love you forever. Thank you very much for listening.